Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Balrampur Chini Mills Limited's earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anoop Poojari from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Balrampur Chini Mills Q1 FY24 Results Conference Call. We have with us Mr. Vivek Saraogi, Chairman and Managing Director, Ms. Avantika Saraogi, Business Lead, and Mr. Pramod Patwari, Chief Financial Officer of the company. We'll initiate the call with opening remarks from the management, following which we'll have the forum open for a question and answer session. Before we begin, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared with you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Saraogi to make his opening remarks.
Thank you, Anoop. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Balrampur's Q1 24 earnings conference call. I trust all of you have had the opportunity to go through our results presentation, providing details of our operational and financial performance. I will initiate the call with an update on the current developments in the sector, followed by our company's key highlights for the period under review. India's net sugar production for 22-23 season, that is the season gone by, is estimated at 32.8 million tons. Recently, ISMA has released its preliminary estimate for next year's production to be 31.7 million tons. However, internally as Balrampur, we believe that this production should be about 32.5 million tons. This is based on our view and our direct update with Maharashtra, Karnataka, and UP. This suggests a second year of decline. Nonetheless, we anticipate that there will be sufficient sugar inventory in the system and sugar prices would remain slightly firm until the onset of next season. So even after this, 32.5 is our estimate net of ethanol diversion. And 28 million bean consumption, we believe that there is not only ample sugar available for domestic consumption, but there is an opportunity for export of sugar also. So with global prices continuing to remain at elevated level, we expect the government to decide on exports only after assessing the estimates of this ensuing season, which maybe because of elections, the government may take a little more time until it gets sure of the production. The export announcement may be delayed in this year compared to previous years by a couple of months. So that's our view. It should be delayed maybe.
Yeah.
That's correct.
In fact, last year also it was announced in
December. So last year, as Pramod reminds me, it was announced in December. Maybe being cautious and conscious of the election, maybe it goes to January, February, something like that. But yes, if there is a surplus, our belief is timing apart, that quantum should be lifted based on the export allowance by the government. On the ethanol front, even though there has been a decline in sugar production, diversion of ethanol is expected to be 3.9 million this year compared to 3.5 million in the previous year. Additionally, amidst the stoppage of subsidized rice from SPI, grain-based capacities are facing challenges. We believe that this is a temporary halt and the government should allow rice to grain-based, SPI rice to grain-based mills sooner than later. On the business front, our company commenced this fiscal on a strong note with higher volume and realizations resulting in healthy contributions from both sugar and sugar division. As we've discussed in the past, and Avantika will share the update on cane developments, wherein we have put in immense work, collaborated closely with the farmer. This has been instrumental in enhancing the quality of cane and acreage in our various areas. This effort has led to a 16% increase during the crushing season 22-23 as compared to 21-22, and we are optimistic of a further 10% increase in the next season. Contingent, obviously, to the balanced period of monsoon, which Avantika would bring. Additionally, brownfield capacity expansion at Kumbhi facility is progressing smoothly. We are scheduled to operate this plant with enhanced capacity from the beginning of the next season. Regarding our distillery business, I am pleased to share that this division has performed well during this quarter, especially with the newly expanded capacity, which is now fully operational. However, due to an unexpected halt in FCRI, the actual supply might fall short of the quantity we contracted from OMC. This is to the extent of the the right quantity we had tendered. Moreover, the past few months have seen a sharp escalation in broken rice prices, which is also the open market, and which has been currently partly taken care by this incentive, which has been declared, I think, from a Saturday, of 4.75 per liter, effective from 7th August. So, amount of ethanol supplies from this open market price will give us an additional realization of 4.75 beginning 7th August. And as we said, we are hopeful that the acreage of rice having increased and probably also looking at, you know, not lower yields which the government is anticipating, maybe the FCI rice would be allowed in the, at some point. In our conclusion, our integrated business model has always focused on maximizing value from each gain, and we are committed to generating value for all stakeholders through prudent investment and capital allocation strategy. Our this approach has been instrumental in creating sustainable value for all our stakeholders. I now request Avantika to give you an update on the case. Avantika.
Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining Q124 investor call. I just want to brief about the cane scenario of Balrampur. So in the quarter gone by, I think there have been some concerns about El Nino and the rain. But I want to say that for us in particular, in all our 10 mid areas, the rain pattern has been extremely conducive to everything that we are trying to do. It has been intermittent. There has been no deluge. This gives us irrigation, which is light and not causing any kind of downturn in the cane, and it gives the farmers time to do intercultural operations, earthing up, and all the other fertilizer applications, insect pest, disease control, and everything. So we have actually in a long time we have not been able to see this kind of conducive weather conditions which we have seen this year. So we are very, very hopeful that 10% increase is should be easy for the coming season. Of course, barring August, September, October is yet to play out, but it seems very promising as of now. As I mentioned, insect pest disease is negligible and completely under control this year. My father also alluded to the fact that variety has been changed and it is in a much better position. So this will have an effect on cane availability as well as recoveries, whether it is ethanol or sugar. That would probably have an effect on the profitability of both segments as well. And one more update from the tissue culture side is that our tissue culture lab is performing at full capacity, and it has really performed beyond our expectations and is yielding very, very good seed material, which we have been able to use to multiply the new varieties that are required for our area. Just one other highlight which I would like to give is that in the initial part of the monsoon, when it was weak around the entire country, our farmers stepped up and they have done 4 to 5 irrigations in their crops, which is unheard of in UP, East especially, and even Central. So this has really given a boost to our cane crops, and we are very, very hopeful for the coming season. Thank you.
And for, I'd just like to add that for our area, if there is no rainfall post August 10th, we stand to benefit. As you would recall, in the last few years, we were not only hit by a bitter disease, but erratic rainfall leading to flooding during the months of September, October, which impeded growth and also had a negative impact on recovery. So we are hopeful that maybe El Nino can benefit us, but too early to say. We have to watch September, October. Pramod, on to you.
Thank you and good afternoon, everyone. Detailed presentation is already available with you. We can straight away move to the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Prashant Biyani from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, what is the current scenario with regard to grain-based ethanol feedstock? How much stock do we have in-house?
One data is we were allotted about 87,000 tons of rice, FCI rice. We have managed to procure almost 71,500 tons, so which is in our godown and it is being processed.
And this 71,000 tons we can use for a quarter two and beyond.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And how will OMCs decide whether the ethanol is made from FCI rice or open market rice?
That's a good question. So you are given, actually when you put in a, just to take you through a little detail, when you put in a tender for FCI rice, the moment the tender is allotted to you, the consequent amount of FCI rice is given to you, which envisages a certain recovery. So if you pick up 100 kgs of rice and your recovery is, let's say 50, you have to give 200 liters of ethanol. No, right? So that is, so if you pick up 100, you have to give 200.
Okay.
So that's the way they monitor.
And secondly, sir, what is the, or how is the crop condition in Karnataka, Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu? Going by ISPA's numbers, the situation looks quite difficult in South. Is it a crop specific problem or do you expect some improvement in these numbers?
Avantika?
So, plant to ratoon ratio in the south is actually better. There is more plant than ratoon this year, but basically the concern was, which I also do, they have overestimated the concern that the initial part of the year when the rain was lacking, as I also mentioned, then at the time they are seeing that that growth which was stunted may not be able to get recovered. But then having said that, this estimate came at a very for the first time, the reservoirs are now full and it is now looking good, but they are not able to estimate the recovery of it. But we feel that it should be more than whatever is presented by ISMA. I think they are being quite cautious in their estimate.
Right. And lastly, sir, from the industry point of view, what are the opportunities available for us to achieve a sizable growth in the next 3 to 5 years? And how can we get the feedstock for the same?
So you're talking of in growth in ethanol business, right?
Sub-segment agnostic, be it sugar, ethanol, or whichever segment you think that Balrampur or the industry as such has headroom to grow.
Okay. So what we are doing, we can supply more ethanol based on our increased capacity and availability of cane. As Avantika pointed out, we are looking at 10% higher and maybe we can handle another 7-8% after that also. So our first objective would be to fulfill this target. Second objective is to ensure that cane does not take up and the growth does not reverse, which means cane gets crushed on time. Linked with this is to develop the best varietal balance so that not only can we get our required amount of cane, but we can get the best recovery. So this is for the business. In our sugar side, we are adding capacity in Kumbhi. Maybe as time progresses, we could have a couple of other minor 5-7% expansion in some other area, following which we could also expand some distilleries. So this, on this canvas which we are having existingly, would be more 5-7% kind of thing yearly debottlenecking. But yes, slowly the numbers would look to creep up, 5-7% per year. So that is how things look like for this sugar business of ours. Outside of that, if there is any other good M&A opportunity which fits us, you know, sort of hygiene standards and our numbers, we would definitely look at that. Other opportunities, the company continues to explore. As and when something is finalized, the board will sort of give it go ahead or you would hear from us.
Sure. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shailesh Kanani from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations, sir, for a good day, a strong set of numbers, given the challenges during the quarter. Sir, first question was on margin front. The cane cost for first quarter has seen a substantial dip, and resultant our cost of production is also lower. So how do we factor in this margin expansion for the full year? How do we see this?
Pramod.
So, Sanish, during this quarter, the cane recovery from the sugar cane was high at 11.82%, vis-a-vis 11.24% in the corresponding quarter last year. So that is the reason that incidence of cane cost you will see on a lower side.
Right. So there is a sharp dip year on year, right? So so what is the bump up we can expect on the margin for the consolidated for the full year? If you can give some guidance on that.
See, we hardly give profitability guidance. We are yet to see the cane price announcement for the current sugar season. So it will be difficult to give any guidance at this point in time when we ourselves don't know the raw material cost.
So, but in fact, it would be a substantially higher margin as compared to FY23, right? If you wouldn't that be a fair assumption?
You can make some inference by going back 2 years back when we were having good amount of cane availability.
I will try and be a little more optimistic and resilient as Pramod is giving you the hint. The volume play which sort of starved us or strangulated us in the last 2 years and the recovery, you've seen a decent bump up last year. You will see a further bump up in both numbers, hopefully the quantum crash and the recovery. So obviously that will give you better results as you go ahead.
Fair enough, sir. Thanks. That's helpful. The second question is with respect to inventory holding of alcohol. We have been, there is an increase in the quantum of alcohol we are holding even on year and quarter on quarter basis. So can you throw some light on this and how is the situation of ROM with respect to offtake from OMC side?
So we are holding inventory of around 3.17 crore liters. There is two parts to it. Because of the increase in the capacity, the production is on a higher side. So naturally, there will be more inventory if we compare with the previous number. That is one part. And in the period ended up to June, lifting from the oil marketing companies were on a lower side. Having said that, from third week onwards, lifting has substantially improved. Going forward, you have to assume around 1 month of inventory as a closing stock.
So, I'd just like to take this question a little further. So, yes, as Pramod said, there was a bit of a period probably where the depots got jammed, but our lifting in July and till now in August has been phenomenal. So, let's just get a few markers in place. One, whatever you tender will be lifted. 15 days to a month here and there in the interim period of spillover should not bother anybody because the entire tender will be lifted. Two, if everybody wants to dispose of his ethanol on the same day, where will the OMC store it and how will they supply during the lean period like September, October when hardly any goods come to them? So there has to be some storage at the mill end, some storage at the OMCs. And having said that, whatever you tender for will get lifted. Two, there will be questions on this grain and juice business. Let me just clarify. Pramod, I'll say out loud only. So what is happening is FCI rice is subsidized rice. I believe the data by the government is around 15 rupees subsidy is there in that rice. Now, maybe this year the balance price may be supplied. Maybe next year this might not be there or might be there in a much lesser way. People would have to rely on the open market rice. Having said that, the open market rice would therefore have to be, the price has to be increased because there will be pressure on that rice and the price construct has gone up. And therefore, this 4.75 is a incentive for the balance period of this tender year, which expires on 31st October, right? The next year's tender, next year's pricing would come sometime maybe August, sometime September. One should see a definitely higher price there. So there would be periods when one can get supply of that, strong people can store that and do their business. We find ourselves adequately equipped to take care of that opportunity, both in terms of cash flow and storage. Next, in order to therefore ensure that the PM's program of T20 goes ahead, there has to be an impetus on juice diversion towards ethanol. So we have represented very strongly that are hopeful that the juice-based ethanol price should go up a little more than the FRP price. So this basic revision happens, which is in as a result of the FRP increase. So let's say 3% is the FRP increase, and let's assume 3% is a normal increase on BLE and juice. Maybe you see a bit of a higher increase on the juice front to incentivize people to put in more capacity, divert more juice, and improve the juice margins. So that again takes care of our two capacities at Balrampur and Mirzapur. So I've briefed you on juice price, I've briefed you on FRP and the consequent increase in ethanol prices of B, C and juice, and also any sort of suspense or tension anybody has on lifting of the entire quantities tendered to the OMCs.
Thank you, sir. That's useful. Just last clarification. So our guidance of around 35 crore for FY24 of ethanol, including the ENA, stands same, right? There is no revision in that.
So let me give you an update on this. 35 crores is our production ability on an annual basis. Now for the FY24, as of now, we are estimating a production of around 30 to 31 crores liter with reduced availability of rice from FCI
and open market,
as well as the open market. And if the production is in that range, then the sales would be in the region of around 28 to 29 crores liter, including ENA.
So whatever is the shortfall is on account of rice.
So our 85, if I recall, 30 out of 35, around 5.5 crores was from the grain, right? If my numbers are right, around
4.86.
Right.
So
for the financial year, right? So we are. So we are downgrading the volume, sales volume to that extent, to the whole 5 crore.
For reasons beyond that, mm-hmm.
So wouldn't the 2.5 crores inventory we have as on FY23 would be useful here?
FY23 inventory was 50 lakh liters. Going forward, we will have to assume between anything between 2.5 to 3 crores liter as a closing inventory on the reporting date.
Okay.
So inventory word should not bother you. It only should be an accounting entry.
And this will be one time as far as FY24 is concerned. Thereafter, it will become a nominal phenomenon.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks for taking my question.
The next question is from the line of Dhwanit Savla from DN Trading. Please go ahead.
First, sir, congratulations on especially the increase in the cane and the better efficiency in the crushing. I have just one question. This is with regards to our future ethanol capacity of around 2000 TCD, which is currently under implementation, right? I just wanted to know, are we still on track of the completion of this, and how much can are we expecting this to impact our top line? And if this implementation is complete, then what will the what is our projected split between sugar and distillery revenue going forward, or ever since this starts operating?
As we said in our opening remarks, the expansion is on target. It will begin probably as early as the first week of November. Whatever cane is crushed extra, maybe 15, 20, 25 lakhs, will be, you know, you can't, as I said, I can't give cane projections till we reach closer to the season. Whatever is crushed extra would add to the supply.
Okay. And, going forward, what will be the split of revenue or that also you can't be sure about at this time? For example, right now it is like 70% of our top line comes from sugar, like 30% odd comes from distillery. So going forward, will that be more of a 50-50? Can that be said, or that is also too early to say, sir?
No, as of now, distillery revenue is 30%, and going forward, it should be in the region of around 35%.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Kaustubh Pawaskar from Sharekhan. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. Sir, my question is again on the grain-based distillery. So, OMCs have increased the ethanol prices for production through maize or other food grains. So in that context, are we considering that as an option to produce ethanol? I don't know whether you spoke about it or I missed just that point, but are we looking at that as an option?
So yeah, I did attempt to clarify earlier. I will attempt to do it again. The 4.75 rise in price is not adequate. The broken rice, which is at open market rice, our estimate was 20 on the price given by the government. At 24 also, availability is at best frugal. 4 rupees increase in raw material price requires an 8 rupees plus increase in ethanol price to compensate that increase in raw material price. So it's 1:2.2.
Okay.
So currently also this is maybe a step to begin with, but it would not add to profitability. It will lower the loss. There is no sort of tailwind in this announcement until and unless there is a revision for next year and you get the rice at the opportunity at the correct time and you are able to buy it and store it, which we will be alert for next year based on improved prices.
Right. And one more clarification, this 10% increase what we are expecting this year in sugar, this is excluding the risk of any extended monsoon, because last 2 years we have been seeing that the monsoons have been little erratic and it is getting extended over the period of time. Octobers are not good for us if monsoon gets extended to October. So that still remains a risk, right? For that 10% kind of an increase, what we are expecting?
Hardly. So yes, Avantika did say that. Avantika, but we are the weather conditions don't kind of indicate a late rainfall. But till now, the growth is sort of enough to justify our optimism. However, just wait for a couple of months.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thanks for the clarification. I have a big recording.
Thank you. The next question is from Nikhil Gada from Abacus Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a strong set of numbers. First question is, when you mentioned this 31, 32 crores of production, would it be possible, sir, to break it down into different routes for us?
Now, you said 31, 32 production, each ENA, BZ, subbreaker.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll answer that in a bit.
Okay, fair enough.
On this call itself.
Sure. Sir, because the route variation is changing in terms of the mix, especially for FY24, is it possible to give just a ballpark understanding in terms of what would be the EBIT margin specifically for the distillery business for us?
Nonsense, we give that, but from also
because of the inter-segmental raw material transfer pricing, which changes frequently, it is difficult to give segment-wise guidance. We would always recommend to assess the performance of the company or the sector on a
yearly
basis as well as at a company level.
So because the audit, the conditions of current market price, etc., they change the transfer pricing. That is, I think, what promotes it.
Correct. Got it.
Hence, because if there is higher transfer pricing, let us say, distillery profit might sound lower. However, the sugar profit will improve. Money stays in the company.
So, sir, the reason for asking this specifically is that, just wanted to pick your brains on when do we switch, how much we'll do from juice or how much we'll do from B-heavy or even now with the FCI condition, how much we'll do from rice to optimize the profitability. That was the reason I was just trying to understand that
you complete please?
No, sir. No worries. So then, last bit from my end, specifically, in terms of the rice, because we have already tendered, it's something which we have to do it out of obligation, right, in the current scenario?
So there is a penalty condition attached if you do not tender. So we have already written that if government is not given the rice, there should be no penalty applicable.
Got it.
I think that's what you are asking.
Yes, sir. So that is
So coming back to your question, we leave it to the judgment of the management. Depending on the juice price, the heavy price, sugar price, we will deliver our best on what to tender, how to tender, when to tender.
Got it, sir. And sir, just one last question, if I may. Is it possible to, in the current situation, the way the pricing is it possible to give the EBITDA per liter for the different routes?
Again, that will also depend upon the transfer price.
Yeah.
And the breakup of that 31 crores of guidance given for production, juice route will be around 11 crores, BAV will be around 13 crores, FCI rice will be around 4 crores, and the balance will be ENA.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for answering my question. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Lika from Nest Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. Just wanted to have your take on, do we envisage ethanol blending also to be formalized for diesel with the government? Or any hearing from the government that you're...
No.
There is research on it, but too soon to comment, but there is definitely very strong research going on this, and they do have plans and dreams of 1-2%, and these things are spoken of, but it's very soon, it's too nascent.
Okay, you have to first search for enough raw material to provide 20%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine, thank you. That's it from us.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prashant Biyani from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, hypothetically, if we have tendered, say, for example, ethanol to juice route a certain quantity, and next year, if the sugar prices rise, and it is lucrative to manufacture sugar and B-heavy ethanol, Can we switch some of the source from juice to be heavy ethanol?
If you tender, which you do tender in the month of October, you already tendered, hence you cannot switch. Fine. Do you want to pay the penalty? So, you see, that judgment, as I said, would be best left to us. And we would use that with our experience and deliver the best. So, technically, your question can be answered that is it possible in the distillery to switch? The answer is yes.
That was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Thank you very much. We hope that we have been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. Should you need any further clarification or would you like to know more about the company, please feel free to contact us. I once again thank you for taking the time to join us on this call.
Thank you very
much. Thank you. Thank you.
On behalf of Balram Food Chain Eagles, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.